dreams. Hi, everyone. Welcome again to the Peppermint Dreams podcast from the folks at Sweet Street Productions. On this episode, our seventh episode, we will be reading the short story, The Bogey Beast. The Bogey Beast is a fairy tale from the book English Fairy Tales, retold by Flora Annie Steele, with illustrations by Arthur Rackham, published in 1927. Flora was born in Sudbury, Middlesex, England. She married Henry William Steele in 1867, a member of the Indian Civil Service, and they lived in India until about 1889, chiefly in the Punjab, with which most of her books are connected. The Bogey Beast is a wonderful tale about a cheerful woman who finds a pot of gold on the road while she is returning home from work one day. She is delighted with her luck, and she decides to keep the treasure. Though things soon change as this tale takes an interesting turn. However, her positivity allows her to see blessings in the simplest of things, teaching us all a wonderful lesson about life's gifts. So, without further delay, here is The Bogey Beast. There once was a woman who was very, very cheerful, though she had little to make her so, for she was old and poor and lonely. She lived in a little bit of a cottage and earned a scant living by running errands for her neighbors, getting a bite here, a sup there, a reward for her services.
She sounds nice.
She does. So, she made shift to get on, and always looked as spry and cheery as if she had not a want in the world. Now, one summer evening, as she was trotting, full of smiles as ever, along the high road to her hovel, what should she see but a big black pot lying in the ditch?
A black pot?
Yup, now hear the rest of the story. Goodness me, she cried. That would be just the very thing for me if I only had something to put in it. But I haven't. Now who could have left it in the ditch? And she looked about her, expecting the owner would not be far off. But she could see nobody.
Maybe it was somebody in her town?
Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe there's a hole in it, she went on. And that's why it has been cast away. But it would do fine to put a flower in for my window, so I'll just take it home with me.
Well, that's a good idea.
And with that, she lifted the lid and looked inside. Mercy me, she cried, fair amazed. If it isn't full of gold pieces, here's luck.
Gold.
And so it was. Brimful of great gold coins. Well, at first she simply stood stock still, wondering if she was standing on her head or her heels. Then she began saying, "Looks, but I do feel rich. I feel awful rich."
Wow.
After she had said this many, many times, she began to wonder how she was to get her treasure home. It was too heavy for her to carry. And she could see no better way than to tie the end of her shawl to it and drag it behind her like a go-kart. It will soon be dark, she said to herself as she trotted along.
Scary!
So much the better. The neighbors will not see what I'm bringing home, and I shall have all the night to myself and be able to think what I'll do. Mayhap I'll buy a grand house and just sit by the fire with a cup of tea and do no work at all like a queen.
Nice.
Or maybe I'll bury it in the garden foot and just keep a bit in the old china teapot on the chimney piece. Or maybe, oh, goody, goody, I feel that grand. I don't know myself.
Maybe she should go to the bank.
Well, I'm not sure they had banks back then. Let's get back to the story. So, she was a bit tired of dragging such a heavy weight, and stopping to rest a while, turned to look at her treasure. And lo, it wasn't a pot of gold at all.
What?
It was nothing but a lump of silver.
Silver?
She stared at it and rubbed her eyes and stared at it again. Well, I never, she said at last. And me thinking it was a pot of gold? I must have been dreaming. But this is luck. Silver is far less trouble, easier to mind, and not so easy stolen. Them gold pieces would have been the death of me, and with this great lump of silver, I...
She was happy with the silver.
So she went off again, planning what she would do, and feeling as rich, until becoming a bit tired again, she stopped to rest, and gave a look around to see if her treasure was safe.
Uh-oh.
And she saw nothing but a great lump of iron.
Iron? Oh, no.
Well, I never, says she again. And I'm mistaking it for silver. I must have been dreaming. But this is luck. It's real convenient. I can get penny pieces for old iron, and penny pieces are a deal handier for me than your gold or silver. Why, I should never have slept a wink for fear of being robbed. But a penny piece comes in useful, and I shall sell that iron for a lot and be real rich, rolling rich.
Okay, so she'll make pennies?
That's right. So on she trotted, full of plans as to how she would spend her penny pieces. Till once more she stopped to rest and looked round to see her treasure was safe.
Oh no!
And this time she saw nothing but a big stone.
A rock?
Well, I never, she cried, full of smiles. And to think I mistook it for iron, I must have been dreaming. But here's luck indeed.
Luck? But it's just a rock.
And me wanting a stone terribly bad to stick open the gate. Aye, my, but it's a change for the better. It's a fine thing to have good luck.
Well, I guess so.
So all in a hurry to see how the stone would keep the gate open, she trotted off down the hill till she came to her own cottage. She unlatched the gate and then turned to unfasten her shawl from the stone which lay on the path behind her. Aye, it was a stone sure enough. There was plenty light to see it lying there, douce and peaceable as a stone should. So she bent over it to unfasten the shawl end, when, oh my, all of a sudden it gave a jump.
What?
A squeal. And in one moment was as big as a haystack. Then it let down four great lanky legs and threw out two long ears, nourished a great long tail, and romped off, kicking and squealing and whinnying and laughing like a naughty, mischievous boy. The old woman stared after it till it was fairly out of sight. Then she burst out laughing too.
She's so funny.
Well, she chuckled, I am in luck, quite the luckiest body hereabouts. Fancy my seeing the bogey beast all to myself.
The bogey
and making
beast?
Myself so free with it, too. My goodness, I do feel that uplifted, that grand.
She's amazing.
So she went into her cottage and spent the evening chuckling over her good luck.
She's so funny.
We hope you enjoyed today's podcast. Please be sure to visit us again at Peppermint Dreams. For more info, please visit us online at sweetstreet.info. Sweet dreams.
Take the licorice highway to Peppermint.